Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Several gunmen have opened fire on concertgoers at a hall in Moscow. There were scenes of panic as the attack unfolded. At least 40 people are reported to be killed and 100 injured. Hundreds of others have been fleeing the concert hall. Well, this is the scene there right now, where the concert hall is still on fire after the attack. Authorities say the roof is collapsing. Now, a large number of firefighters and ambulance crews remain at this scene. The United Nations Security Council has failed to pass a new US resolution recognizing the need for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Russia, China and Algeria voted against the draft. China's ambassador criticized the US for dodging the issue of a ceasefire, while Russia's ambassador said it failed to put enough pressure on Israel. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his latest visit to Israel. He met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, warning against his plans of a ground offensive in Rafah. That's where 1.5 million forcibly displaced Palestinians are trying to seek shelter. Netanyahu has vowed to push forward with its plans, with or without US support. Blinken says this will not only risk killing more civilians, but also jeopardize Israel's security. Well, as the diplomatic push continues, Israel has launched more strikes on Gaza. The latest attacks were carried out in the north early on Friday. At least 10 Palestinians were killed. It follows the killing of at least 18 people in strikes on homes in Rafah and Khan Yunis on Thursday night. Catherine, the Princess of Wales, has announced she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. The British royal revealed her condition in a video message but hasn't shared details on the type of cancer or stage. Her father-in-law, King Charles, said he was proud of her courage in speaking out.
On the Inside Story podcast, we're discussing Antony Blinken's sixth trip to the Middle East since Israel began its war on Gaza. What has the US Secretary of State to offer this time round? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.